This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Awesome Etiquette, I'm in need of some gifting advice. I looked through the podcast and didn't find my particular situation. Here it is. My brother and his wife usually send my twin daughters a birthday gift each year. In kind, I send birthday gifts to their daughters. This year, they sent neither card nor gift. They also didn't acknowledge their birthdays with a phone call. My sister-in-law texted my daughter to say her present was on the way, but this was not true. My daughters are upset, not that they didn't get a gift, but that they feel forgotten by their only aunt and uncle on their birthday. My niece's birthdays are coming up. Do I send gifts or not? Thank you for your advice. Lori.
I think that this really depends on how you personally look at gift giving. I can totally, first of all, understand Lori's frustration, her disappointment, the disappointment she feels on behalf of her daughters, but also the disappointment in her brother and his wife, because it does. It falls flat. It feels like you were forgotten. It feels yucky. Let's just say it. It feels yucky.
Well, and that the present is coming and then it doesn't arrive.
And it doesn't. That's just, you know, we all know that that's just lame. And it is. But I really think that you need to think deeply right now about how you view gift giving. Do you only give because someone gives to you? I'm going to be a little tough with you right now, Lori. Knowing how sad your daughters were, do you want your niece to feel the same way just because her parents aren't on top of things this year for your daughters? I feel like by not sending a birthday gift, you're going to punish your niece when really the people you're upset with are her parents. And so if I were in your shoes, I would keep the focus on celebrating your niece and talk to your daughters about how sometimes people have a tough year. Sometimes there are things that just based on the week or the time of the year, whatever it is, things get difficult and things fall through the cracks. And clearly your aunt and uncle wanted to do something for you. They haven't followed through on it. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean they aren't interested. But it does mean that, yes, this year they didn't step up to the plate. And let's make sure that your cousin doesn't feel that way, that your cousin knows that she's loved and remembered and that we're excited to celebrate her on her birthday.
I'm over here shaking my head. Yeah. I want to give that answer a gold star. I really liked that. In fact, you inspired even more patience in me. At first, I was thinking that maybe Lori would want to talk to the parents.
And totally an option, especially because she said the gift was coming and it hasn't arrived. She can follow up and check in on that.
And I was going to ask you exactly that. And as you were talking, I was saying to myself, you know, this is a long-term relationship. This is a familial relationship, a sibling relationship. And as I listened to you talk about how you would explain to your daughter about why it's still important to send a gift, and I was thinking to myself, you know, those are all the reasons why this might not happen. And you might even just let it slide for a year.
I think so.
And see, you know, how does next year go? There's going to be birthdays. It's moving forward. And maybe next year it picks back up again. And this was just a mistake. Maybe the package just didn't arrive this year. I think that patience might pay off in the long run. And if it continues to happen, if you really start to feel like there's an imbalance, you might talk to your siblings about how you want to handle gift giving as the kids get older.
Yes, absolutely.
And you could frame the whole conversation in a different way, not around a problem that emerged, but on making parenting decisions and making decisions within the family about how you want to do birthdays and how you want the cousins to be interacting as they get older.
Lori, we hope that that helps, and we hope it gives you some avenues both to deal with this situation in the moment and also moving forward. But truly, what we really hope is that you can have fun celebrating your niece with a lot of joy and excitement for her birthday.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by Infinite Guest.